Lady's words, taken from the Mystical City of God, Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 2, Our Lady reminds us of the great dignity of man over all earthly creatures.
The Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 2. My daughter, from what thou art going to learn of the favors and blessings conferred upon me in preparation for the dignity of Mother of God, I wish thee to perceive the admirable order of His wisdom in the creation of men. Take notice, therefore, that His Creator made him out of nothing, not in order to be a slave, but in order to be the King and Master of all creation, and in order that He make use of creatures in sovereignty, command, and mastery. Yet at the same time man was to recognize himself as the image of his Maker and the work of his hand, remaining more devoted to God and more submissive to his will than the creatures to man. For all this was demanded by justice and reason. And in order that man might not be without information and knowledge of the Creator and of the means of perceiving and executing his will, he added to his natural light a greater one, more penetrating, more limpid, more certain, more free and extensive, namely the light of divine faith, by which man might know the existence of God and of his perfections, and conjointly with these his works. Furnished with this knowledge and dominion, man was established in good standing, honored and enriched, having no excuse for not devoting himself entirely to the fulfillment of the divine will. But the foolishness of man disturbs this order and destroys this harmony when, being created as the Lord and King of creatures, he enslaves himself, subjecting himself to them and degrading his dignity and using visible things not as a prudent master but as an unworthy vassal. For he debases himself beneath the lowest of creatures by losing sight of the fact that he is their superior. All this perversity arises from the use of creatures not for the service of the Creator through well-ordered faith, but for the indulgence of the passions and the delights of the senses. Hence also arises man's great abhorrence of those things which are not pleasing to the senses. Thou, my dearest, look faithfully toward thy Creator and Lord, and in thy soul seek to copy the image of His divine perfections. Lose not the mastery and dominion over creatures. Let none of them infringe upon thy liberty, but seek to triumph over all of them, allowing nothing to interpose itself between thee and thy Creator. Subject thyself gladly, not to the pleasurable in creatures, since that will obscure thy understanding and weaken thy will, but to the adverse and the painful resulting from their activity. Suffer this with joyous willingness, for I have done the same in imitation of my Son, although I had the power to neutralize their molestations and had no sins to atone for.